That decision was not taken lightly. That decision was taken in the public interest in pursuance of the Banking Act. And I want to be very clear. The decision to put a bank into receivership is a very serious decision, has to be predicated on the public interest, and that is precisely what we have done. In our deliberate judgment, the First St. Vincent Bank was failing, and there was no prospect, immediate or near term, of a turnaround in the situation. As a consequence, the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank acted in the public interest, particularly in respect of depositors and creditors, to ensure the preservation of financial stability. That means that First St. Vincent Bank is now closed, and in due course, the license, banking license will be revoked. That also means, and that's the good news, that the depositors and customers of the First St. Vincent Bank now have the ability soon to continue to resume or to resume their banking services through the Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, which has graciously accepted our invitation to acquire certain assets and liabilities of First St. Vincent Bank.